is the other chapel, and this is the place where we will have our mass in Cantonese almost every morning. Not every morning, but very often. So this is the Adoration Chapel. In the church, you have noticed that even now there is a Holy Mass in the church. Every morning, there are few Masses in the church. The first Mass starts at 7:30 every morning. Do you know in which language? Croatian. Then we have one Mass every morning in the church. In English, Italian, and French. Only because, of course, there is no... there are so many languages. Chinese, I don't know, Spanish, Arabic, the whole world. People from 80 countries come here to Medjugorje. So most of those languages, they would celebrate the Mass. So every hour there is a different language Mass in the chapel until 2 p.m. From 2 p.m. until the beginning of the evening program, the Adoration Chapel is open for the silent adoration.
So, you have, sometime in the afternoon, free time, to go to the Adoration Chapel and in air condition. I know you would like to hear this. Jesus, the Blessed Sacrament is from 2 p.m. until 6 until the beginning of the church. So, as I told you, there's nothing that you can ever do. There is always something to do here in Medjugorje. What else you can see from here? You see this long building behind me? Behind the tree. Can you see it? Can you see the sign I behind the tree? That is where the information office is. Of course, to ask information, but not only that. There's like a little lost and found office inside. I hope you won't need it. But when you lose something, that's the first place to look. Also, if you find something, you don't know where who it belongs to, you always bring it to the information office. And one thing, at the desk, when you go in, there is a petition scale.
So please respect this room. If you leave your petitions here in the petition box in the information office, they usually bring it to the visionaries. They present it at the place where Our Lady. They put it at the place where Our Lady appears. But immediately after the apparitions, your petitions will be burnt, which means nobody will read them, nobody will open them. So don't put inside anything that you want back. Don't put money. Nobody will open that, as I told you. You don't even have to do this, of course. Our Lady knows all our intentions. But this is something you can do. There is an opportunity. If somebody feels to write a few words to Our Lady, even write a letter to her. She's a mom. Write whatever you feel. If you want to write the list of names for people you want to pray, you can do that. They will not provide you with the paper inside. So you just bring your own petitions and leave it in the basket there. That's how we do it. It's very simple. In the same building, just next door to the information office, it's like a small shop. You will see there are many, many shops here, and I will not tell you where to buy. Check the prices. They can really vary from place to place. But there, I'm just recommending the books from there. Because they have books translated into English, I'm not sure if they have anything in Cantonese. Father, did you check? Do they have anything in Cantonese? Not yet. We need to work on that. Anyway, Father Slavko's books. I always recommend to people, apart from the religious articles, if you want to bring something from Medjugorje, bring the books of messages of Our Lady. That is what is most important, what she says. And put it next to your Bible. I know we can get everything on the internet now, even the Bible, but it's not the same thing.
If you have a Bible and a book of messages, then, you know, looking at the internet is another thing. So I always recommend that. in the same building, but the entrance is on the other side, around the corner, is a small post office. And there is a small ATM machine in there. But what you need to know, if you take the money out of any ATM machine in this country, you will get our currency. If you write 100, you are not going to get $100, or you are going to get 100 marks. It's around 50 euro, a little bit less. So just for you to know these things. Another thing that you can see from here, can you see at the left side, there is like a very small house with a blue image on it, blue sign. Can you all see it? On that image, you can see Our Lady with her hands extended and some children around her. You know that Our Lady said a few times, "Be my extended hands." And this association, it's called Mary's Hands. That office is actually run by one of the visionaries, Jakob. What is actually Mary's Hands? It's an organization that works inside of the parish of Medjugorje. Jakob will talk about that tomorrow, but just for you to have an idea what it is, they are actually helping the people in need. He said, when Our Lady said, "Be my hands," I just wanted to do something more. So he gathered the young people from the area. I think they have almost 200 volunteers. And they help not only people from this area, but in the whole country. Poor people, sick people, they even clean apartments, visit hospitals. Jakob will talk more about that tomorrow. If you want to make a donation or do something for this, you can freely enter this office. Sometimes you find Jakob, sometimes you find some of the young people, those volunteers. But just for you to know that that's over there. That was just recently opened, and Jakob and our parish priest came together to this idea, to do something for the poor people. Because very often Medjugorje is not the reality of this country. Here you can see that people are living, let's say, prosperity. Here, there's no. You think there are no poor people, but there are poor people, even around Medjugorje, especially in the other areas. So that is the office of Mary's Hands.